Highbridge Audio presents Turning the Tide, How a Small Band of Allied Sailors Defeated the U-Boats and Won the Battle of the Atlantic, by Ed Offley, read by James Adams. Introduction. A Fight in the Dark. The Battle of the Atlantic was the dominating factor all through the war. Never for one moment could we forget that everything happening elsewhere, on land, at sea, or in the air, depended ultimately on its outcome, and amid all other cares, we viewed its changing fortunes day by day with hope or apprehension. Winston Churchill. The battle began 90 minutes after midnight. The British destroyer, HMS Hesperus, had been patrolling 10 miles astern of a slow-moving Allied merchant convoy when a bright dot appeared on the ship's radar scope. The radar technician, hunched over his equipment, spoke into the speaking tube, loudly so as to be heard on the windswept navigation bridge. "Very small contact just come up, sir. Bearing 230 degrees. Range 5 miles." Duty watchstanders on the bridge stiffened at the words. Hearing the technician's alert, Hesperus Commander Donald G.F.W. McIntyre set a course change to race toward the as-yet-unseen enemy. At the sound of the action station's alarm, all 145 officers and enlisted men rushed to their combat stations. Gunner's mates clambered through the access hatches into the turrets to man the warship's 2 4.7-inch guns, while other sailors armed the smaller, pedestal-mounted 20-millimeter Oerlikon cannons. Aft on the main deck, the depth-charge teams checked and rechecked the massive metal cylinders on the deck rails and K-gun launchers, which sent depth charges flying out to either side of the ship. The weather was turbulent in the first hours of May 12, 1943, as the 22 merchant ships of Slow Convoy 129 steamed on an east-northeast course that would take them several hundred miles northwest of the Azores. They had left Halifax, Nova Scotia, 9 days earlier, carrying supplies for the British people and the ever-growing U.S. military force in the British Isles. The merchant ships, with a total capacity of 103,384 tons, carried grain, sugar, flour, lumber, steel, petroleum supplies, army trucks, ammunition, and explosives.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?